The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're starting off the program with Axel Merck. Axel has been on the show numerous times before. He is the founder of Merck Investments and a good friend of ours. Very, very successful in what he does. More about that later, however. We're going to start out talking about a conversation that was transpired between Janet Yellen, Ben Bernanke, and Mr. Greenspan, Alan Greenspan. Some differences of opinion as to what it would take for the economy to grow and sustain that growth. There are some folks who are in the camp of print more money, et cetera, et cetera. There are other folks who are saying, no, that's not going to do it. I'm in the camp personally, Axel, that says printing simply isn't going to do it. Eventually, that helicopter is going to run out of fuel. What are your comments?
Well, sure, it's great to be on your program. That particular discussion shifted towards, well, if monetary policy is out of ammunition, don't we need to spend more? And Bernanke was asked that question, and after giving a long-winded answer, he pretty much said yes. We should step in with spending more, building infrastructure and whatnot, which is kind of the prevailing view at the Fed. Then Greenspan came on, and while there are some disagreements to some of the things he had done in the past, I fully agreed when he said that, no, it is not fiscal spending we need. We need increases in productivity. When you have low unemployment and you ramp up spending, you're going to get wage inflation, you're going to increase the debt, and you're not going to solve anything. Instead, you need to get workers more productive. Now, obviously, there are different ways of doing it. The way he proposes to do it is you need to encourage people to invest. When you have more investments, then you get productivity gains. And in many ways, one of the reasons why long-term rates are near negative or near zero is because people don't think it is prudent to invest. They'd rather hold cash than to do anything productive with the money, so to speak. And the question is what? And we can blame regulations. You can blame taxes. One of the things I like to blame as well is government deficits. If you think government deficits aren't sustainable, that means the government at some point is going to come in and take your money through inflation, through taxation, or something else, and you're not going to put your money to work. Those are the sort of issues, and some of them putting words into Greenspan's mouth here, but I fully agree that, yes, you need a increase in productivity, that's what gets an economy growing, not printing money, not spending money.
Axel, in my eyes, it seems like this recent money printing fiasco that the country has gone through, a lot of this money has simply landed on the capital market. So we've either had share buybacks or simply low interest rates loans going to big investment houses that have only led to driving stock prices higher. And that's not productive for anybody. It's not creating jobs. It's not creating internal growth. It's not building a country. And I think that's one of the biggest issues right now. I'm not a fan of countries or central banks going further into debt, but if we're seeing the money that is being offered for very cheap, even free to some institutions, land simply on paper assets, that doesn't help anybody, whether especially the low to middle class. What would you say to that?
Well, it's worse than that. Not just does it not help anybody, it distorts the capital allocation process. In the good old days, in Economics 101, the money was supposed to be flowing towards the place where there was value, where you could invest in a future business, whereas the policies in place, they support ailing businesses. They keep a banking structure in the world alive that's really old-fashioned, that needs to be restructured. And because we cannot supposedly take the pain of those restructuring, we're keeping that old system alive. It's one of the many reasons why growth has been so lukewarm and so lackluster. And yes, when you want to invest in something productive, typically investing a corporate bond would be productive because the corporate bonds are there so that the corporation can invest in something productive. Well, if they only do share buybacks, that's not exactly productive. And so, yes, that's one of the many challenges, that we're just pushing up financial assets. And conversely, of course, once we have pushed up financial assets, we've made the financial system less stable. Take Mario Draghi in Europe. He has now pretty much encouraged everybody to buy corporate bonds. And there aren't enough corporate bonds around, and so people buy derivatives, these credit default swaps. Well, guess what? Last time this happened, if and when the bond market does turn, those CDS, those credit default swaps, tend to be more vulnerable, and the system is less stable than it is now. And so many of these policies, they are put in place with the best of intentions, but the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
You know, you made an interesting comment at the outset of what you were saying here, Axel, and that is, you know, let's go back to Economics 101. Well, Economics 101 very explicitly states that simply spending money does not solve a problem. And that's what's going on in our country right now. That is exactly what's been going on since about 2008, 2009. We have very little productivity right now. We have very high unemployment, regardless of the cooked numbers that the government gives us. And I would have to say that the current path is very definitely the road to hell. And the reason it is because it is simply not sustainable. Anybody who has taken, as you said, Economics 101 realizes that the million-dollar question is, how long can this facade continue before everything just comes crashing down? Everything will come crashing down as long as the facade is in existence, in my opinion. You agree?
Well, I mean, the challenges you mentioned, they're not unique in the U.S. We have related challenges elsewhere in the world. And the way I look at it is we need to look at the different cultures in the world. It's one thing to say, oh, it's going to come crashing down. Well, what does that mean, right? Life is going to continue, and does it mean we'll increase the wealth gap? Does it mean we'll have a collapse of the financial system? Does it mean we'll have inflation? Does it mean the price of gold goes up? Does it mean we have a stock market crash? It may mean different things depending on where you're in the world, and one of the things we do, we try to put ourselves in the shoes of policymakers, as painful as it is, in different parts of the world and see how they may react. And so in the U.S., we probably have an ability to kick the can further down the road than others do because we have this magic want called the printing press. The Germans love austerity, and the Japanese, they're out of their wits. I happen to think they'll ramp up military spending substantially because that's one of the ways you get the fiscal stimulus in place. Clearly, once you do that, maybe you're going to do something else once you've built up the military. And so the implications might mean different things for different parts of the world.
Great comment, Axel, because simply saying that we're going to have a crash and these gloom and doom theories out there, to me, there needs to be more explanation behind it, because whether we're talking about a crash in the stock market or a crash in the financial market or a crash just for people in their daily living aspects, they're very, very different. And I think that's why, yes, debt is bad, but we need to see what other countries are doing. And that's why this is all a big comparative game. Just one quick touch on here. We already mentioned that a lot of these financial money printing has been landing on the market. This obviously leads you to be negative on the markets, isn't it?
Well, last summer we came out with a call that we are bearish on the market. We're coming out as a bear, so to speak. And what we said is that central banks compressed risk premium. They took fear out of the market. We're breeding complacency. And Janet Yellen took the lid off the pressure cooker. Well, she did that. Volatility spiked. That the headwind to financial assets, and because we based the recovery on asset price inflation, it was bad for economic indicators. And so she's backpedaled. So the question now is, what's going to happen going forward? How is she going to try to do that? Our view is she's going to try to firmly stay behind the curve, meaning that she only is going to raise rates as inflation picks up, and that means on a real basis, inflation are not going to go up, meaning after inflation is taken into account. And it's one of the reasons why investments like gold have been doing so well, because she is going to be, in simple terms, going to be very, very dovish.
I don't think necessarily people who feel a crash is around the corner is necessarily being gloom and doom. I think it's being realistic. And I would have to bet that the officials in our government feel exactly the same way, and they are scurrying around as fast as they can looking for a solution to the problem, because clearly simply printing more money is not going to solve the problem. Folks, we're going to be right back with Axel. We're continuing this discussion. Stick around after the commercial break. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. We're chatting with Axel Merck again. You know, one thing we're going to talk about right now to begin with is we're going to talk about gold later in this segment, but what we're going to talk about first is what the United States needs to do to sustain itself. Being Chicken Little, always wearing a tinfoil hat or whatever when you go outside doesn't make any sense. A change has to be made, and the change that has to be made in the United States that I personally am looking for is an increase in productivity. That ain't happening right now, is it, Axel?
Unfortunately not, and the proof for that is in the bond market. The bond market would show higher rates if people were looking to get higher returns on investments, if they were investing things. So that's just a symptom of it. In my view, we have too much regulation, tax code is too complicated, things that are well known. And then some people say, hey, we've always had that issue. No, we haven't to the extent that we have. We see it in our own business and we see it in many other businesses, be that healthcare, be that finance, or energy. The other item is, of course, we need to make our deficit sustainable. They are linked. And they are passed forward. Unfortunately, I currently don't see a trend in the right direction, though.
Now, Axel, getting to this productivity topic, do you think the U.S. needs to get back to its manufacturing roots, or are there other avenues out there to increase productivity?
What you need to do is you need to empower the people. That sounds very fancy, but one of the ways you empower people is you reward them. You don't need, it was once a, when the predecessors of the Bundesbank, the Reichsbank, they said, we don't need low interest rates. We need the appropriate interest rates, meaning you need to price credit properly so that risk gets rewarded or punished as it should be. That means the Fed needs to get out of the way. If we need to let the market do its thing, we can get back on the right track. But if we keep subsidizing the old businesses, capital cannot be freed up to invest in productive items.
Good point. I want to talk a little bit about the insurance that gold provides. First of all, tell us a little bit about your product, your gold product, and how it's doing.
We have an exchange-traded fund that competes with the other major physical gold products. It's called the VanEck Merck Gold Trust. The symbol is O-U-N-Z. We call it ounce. Like the other gold trusts, we store London bars in London. The price of ounce is following the price of gold. But the primary objective of that fund is to invest in gold and to allow investors to take delivery of that gold. Any investor, including the retail investor, may request that they get their gold delivered. And because most people really don't want the London bar, we allow an exchange into other coins. And so if you want to have some coins delivered to your home, you can have it. And most people don't take delivery. We've had people take delivery. It's not just a theoretical feature. But most people like that option. They like that it's available. And the process is very straightforward. It takes a good week to 10 days to get gold delivered.
Axel, let's talk about some of the investors who have been coming into your fund. Because as we all know, the gold price has done quite well this year, especially in the first month of this year, since it's been moving sideways, but we have seen interest come back into the gold sector. What type of investors are you seeing that are coming into your fund?
The ounce was the only gold ETF last year that gained assets, the only physical gold ETF. All the other ones were losing assets. And the reason we believe that was the case is because the differentiation is unique. By the way, I forgot to mention that taking delivery of the gold in itself is not a taxable event. So if you have appreciated shares of ounce, you can request delivery. It's not a taxable event. Only once you sell the coins, then you might have to pay taxes if you have a gain. And what we've seen since the beginning of the year is a broadening of interest. And that's nothing new. Anybody who's been following the market has seen that. Obviously, the early adopters, gold bugs, they've always been interested in these sort of products. But what we see is that investors are looking at this and related products for diversification. Gold historically has a near zero correlation to equities, and so anybody who's concerned about equity valuations, interested in these things. You have some folks in there who are interested in the technicals. They like the technical picture of gold. People talk about gold again. It used to be for a few years now that people don't want to talk about gold. Well, gold doesn't change, and gold is something investors should look at for diversification, but people are getting very emotional about gold, and now it's okay again to look at gold. We happen to think it's always okay to look at it, and yes, it may be very appropriate to have an allocation to it.
Well, I think it is appropriate, personally. This is only my opinion, and folks, don't take this as being investment advice, because it is, you know, we talk a lot about the precious metals on this program, and the reason that we do is simply because Corey and I and Doc and the rest of our folks believe very strongly that diversification is a very prudent way to invest, number one, and that gold probably represents in our opinions, maybe not in your opinions, certainly in our opinions, gold does represent the asset of last resort. And now, in terms of delivery, Axel, you mentioned coins, bullion, etc. So people can take delivery in any form that they want. Is that correct?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, the reason it's the last resort asset is because it's the one asset that doesn't have counterparty risk. Greenspan has pointed it out, by the way, as well.
Right.
With regard to taking delivery, investors can request delivery of anything the IRS considers equivalent to a London bar, which means anything that doesn't have a collectible value, so-called numismatic value, which means just about any of the common coins. The only coin that we cannot deliver is the South African Kruger Rand because the gold content is too low, but technically 95% purity or to be considered legal tender. So American Gold Eagles, which has a lower purity, for example, that's also okay. Anything really that doesn't have collectible value is something that investors can request.
Axel, let's wrap this up by getting your opinion on why you think the gold price has performed better this year than it has, at least in the first 4 months, than, well, any of the last 5 years. Is it because people have more of a risk-off attitude? They're worried about the markets? Is it because they're realizing that inflation is not picking up, so really the cost of holding gold is, well, that's not a downside anymore? What are some of the key factors in your eyes?
I believe the two factors are, one is correlation and one is the interest rate expectation. So on the market, now people start to be concerned. They want to preserve the capital they've made in recent years, and you want to have something that is not correlated to the equity markets. It's very difficult when just about everything is inflated, and gold is something that for people to look at. On the inflation or on the interest rate side, as Janet Yellen has kind of moved from being this hawk, when after Bernanke wanted to wrap up his legacy, say we're going to have our exit now, in my view, it's becoming clear that the Fed will not want to raise real interest rates, meaning those net of inflation, substantially. That makes gold far more competitive. If I look out 10 years from now, I don't see how we can afford positive real interest rates in the U.S. or Europe and Japan, and I believe an increasing number of investors tend to agree, and those are some of the reasons why investors are increasingly looking at gold again.
I agree with what you're saying, but they're also looking at gold because an awful lot of the pundits are quoting an analyst back on the East Coast. He's looking for a drop in the Dow in 2016 of 80%. Now, that seems a little bit on the high side. However, having said that, the general opinion among the pundits is that the Dow probably within the next, I wouldn't say this year, but possibly within the next couple of years, could be headed for a fall. Last opinion, real quick on that one. Agree or disagree, Axel?
I'm not quite in the camp that thinks the Dow is going to go down 80%. I think that might be a bit excessive, but I do think that in a best-case scenario, we'll have flattish markets in the years to come with a substantial risk to the downside. And again, it's about diversification. Investors are overexposed to equities, and they'll have to sell, in my view. And so gold, again, is one of the things that investors are going to look at to diversify.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal-tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition. I hope everyone enjoyed the first two segments with Axel Merck. We are going to stick on the gold focus here with John Rubino, the founder and editor of DollarCollapse.com. John joins us on our website on a somewhat regular basis, every 2 weeks. And John, when we were talking off mic, you were discussing your overall take on gold right now, how there seems to be this push and pull. The gold price continues to maintain right in around this 1250 level, at least above 1200. But the commercials on the COT report continue to be very, very short. So you would think that there might be some pullback coming, but this just hasn't materialized. What's your, I guess, overall take right here on this back and forth that gold is experiencing?
The commitment of traders report has been a pretty good indicator for the last few years, at least, of gold's short-term direction. And basically, that's an indicator of what's going on in the futures market for gold and silver, where several big groups play games with each other. Basically, you've got the fabricators and the big banks on one side. They're called the commercials. And then hedge funds and individual players on the other side, they're called the speculators. And time and again, the commercials fool the speculators into being long or short at exactly the wrong time. And right now, the speculators are incredibly long. historically long. And if history is any guide, that means that they're wrong and that gold and silver are due for a fairly sharp correction here pretty soon. But this has been the case for a couple of months now, really. So it's going on longer than it normally does for this kind of a cycle. And that could mean that it's just going to get a little more out of whack, and then we're going to have an extremely sharp correction, or that something else is going on now. You know, for years, again, the gold bugs have been saying that eventually physical demand would overrun these paper games, and the price of gold and silver would begin to be set by physical buyers at a much, much higher level. And now that China has opened a physical gold exchange, where presumably a lot of precious metals are going to be transacted for, it's possible that this is that time. You know, that physical demand is going to become more important than whatever people are doing in the futures market. And I don't know. I'm a little bit nervous betting on that, having seen the COT report work out 20 times in the past without a single major failure. So I'm very nervous about gold and silver prices right now. But I do accept that eventually physical demand is going to be the thing that sets prices. And, you know, it's possible that this Deutsche Bank admission that they were manipulating the London gold fix will also play into this and make it harder to manipulate the price, whether it's with futures contracts or via the gold fix, and that gives physical demand more power in this market. And, you know, who knows? I think the eventual legitimate price for gold is a lot higher than today's price. And so what we're talking about is, how do we get there? You know, are there going to be a lot of squiggles on the way in which futures contracts have a big role to play in setting of near-term prices? Or are we just going to go in one beautiful arc from here to $5,000 or $10,000 an ounce? And I don't know. I don't think anybody can say with certainty. But I think that $5,000 or $10,000 price is out there in the not-too-distant future. And so that people who aren't traders shouldn't worry about what happens in the next month or even the next year. You know, they should just quietly, regularly accumulate these assets that are undervalued and should go up over time, and not worry about what happens in the meantime.
You mentioned the fact that the admission by Deutsche Bank, quote-unquote, price manipulation. How significant do you think that manipulation was? My personal opinion, after chatting with a whole bunch of people and after having been involved in this industry, as you know, for quite some time, is the admission of guilt was for a rather minor event, according to my investigation. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. The manipulation of the London gold fix is different from the games that are played by central banks, mm-hmm. where they dump their gold on the market via big bullion banks and depress the price that way. You know, that's a separate manipulation and a much bigger fraud in terms of the amount of money that it costs legitimate investors. What these guys were doing with the London gold fix was kind of, they were front running their clients, basically. They knew what the fix was going to be ahead of time, and so their traders would trade on that knowledge. And that didn't necessarily affect the trajectory of gold. It affected, you know, a few bucks on a given day where a certain group of traders were out in front of the other people, you know. So it wasn't a big deal from the aspect of gold achieving its fundamental value at some point in the future. This was basically just traders playing games with each other and scamming little people. And that's still a crime, you know, and the guys who did it still should be prosecuted for it. And it should increase the amount of scrutiny that the gold market operates under. So maybe it'll make it harder for the big fraud to be perpetrated. But it is not in and of itself the big one. You know, that's not the one that gold bugs have been complaining about for the past 15 years and that GATA has been researching and trying to get the CFTC and the other regulators to pay attention to.
John, do you think that this, I guess, manipulation argument by some of the gold bugs and by GATA, do you think that it drives investors away from the market?
Yes and no. It probably does scare some people away because they hear that the market's fixed and it's not operating honestly, and so why would they want to be a part of that? I get that. But it also, part of the gold manipulation story is that this manipulation has kept gold at a lower price than it should trade at. And so it gives you a chance to buy this asset at a fundamentally cheap level. And so that, in a way, makes it more attractive. I mean, if you assume that the manipulation can't last forever and that the Western central banks will run out of gold at some point, they won't be able to dump any more on the market, and then gold has to go to its legitimate value. This is a pretty good time to buy. You know, in a sense, they're doing us a favor by making it cheap in the short run. And I think China agrees with that. You know, they probably like it that the Western central banks are depressing the price of gold because that allows them to buy more at a better price in the short run, because they're playing a long game where they're buying, tons of gold on a monthly basis now. They're probably pretty happy to keep on buying it at these low prices, you know, because they know it's going to revalue someday, and they'll buy as much as they can in the meantime. We should have that same attitude, I think.
Well, it is going to revalue someday. I don't think there's any question about that. And I did mention that at the GATA conference in 2005 that I spoke at. I will say this. I think that the manipulation argument, for what it's worth, of course, I mean, when an institution the size of Deutsche Bank comes out and says, you know, we admit we did it, I think that's a little bit taken out of context by some people, in the sense that I don't think there is a conspiracy, a large, intimate, involved conspiracy out there that is continually driving the price of gold down. I mean, where were these guys when gold went from, you know, $300 to $1,900? I think that it was a natural market action caused the price of gold to go from around $1,900 an ounce down to where it is today, around $1,250. Don't you? Or do you?
Well, yeah, I think there are big trends within the overall strategy of the central banks to keep gold from going in a disorderly way up to the price where it probably should be. So I think their goal isn't to just cap it at a given price, because that would be incredibly hard to do. You know, China would take all the gold that the Western central banks have at $700 an ounce, right? And so they know they can't do that. But what they can do is keep it from becoming this disorderly moonshot that lays bare their mismanagement of their fiat currencies.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. You know, it has been a very, very exciting week in the markets, both the conventional markets and also, I have to say, certainly in the precious metals markets. As we're recording right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is off about 50 points. S&P is off about 10.5 points. Nasdaq is off close to 30 points. Taking a look real quick at the precious metals, gold is up $28.40. Silver is up 28.7 cents, and copper is up 2.5%, up about a nickel right now. Rick, let's start off with you. Let's focus, if you wouldn't mind, a little bit on precious metals, giving some insights into how you think the U.S. dollar might be affecting what's going on in gold.
Well, I'd have to say it feels right as rain when gold is rising, Al, and we've certainly had a pretty good stretch today, very strong rallies. I was looking for 1279.80, or that's been my target in June gold, but we blew right by that today, and I think we've got now a 1384 target in play with the June contract, and if that happens, that's a pretty good move. It's about 88 bucks above where gold closed today, so there's still plenty of room for bulls in this cycle.
Well, 1384, that would be a great move from where we are, up about $90. So that will take, I'm sure, just a little bit of time at least. But, Doc, let's get you in here. Quickly touch on gold. If anybody wants more of Doc's take on gold, we did a daily editorial with him on Friday that everybody should check out on our website. But, Doc, just summarize what we saw this week with gold closing at its highest weekly close in a long time. This has to set up well for May, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely, Corey. And I'm anxious to look at charts on Monday because the calendar turns to May, and you can tell so much from the monthly charts. And those are the charts you have to focus on if you're looking as an investor at a long-term time horizon, because those give you indications of what to expect in the days and weeks ahead. And that's why I'm so excited about looking at May and why I've talked about that the last two or three weeks. And there's nothing for me right now to dislike about this move. And we've taken out the previous weekly high as we move sideways in this for weeks. And that is significant. And I'll tell you what, I think in the it's very probable that in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, we take out the 200-week moving average for gold. And if that happens, in my view, it's a ball game on for the foreseeable future. And I think that's a big thing. And if we get over the 200-week moving average, I'm looking at potentially a price of 1448.40 in the future, and that'll take some weeks to get to, but that's what I'm considering as a potential ultimate high for a while.
Doc, are you saying weeks or months?
Weeks.
What do you think about that, Rick?
Corey was saying it might take some time to get up to that 1386 target, but the way we're going, it could be we could be there in 5 to 8 days. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but you've got real momentum here, and I see the rally just kind of blowing through these resistance levels. In fact, let me give you another number that's relevant. I put this out last night and said that if gold got past, let's see, 1288, which it did easily today, that we're targeting on 1336 now at a minimum. So I don't see much of a problem with that. And in our interview earlier today, we were talking about the Matterhorn, 1309 basis, the June COMEX contract. Once we're above that, it means that even if the rally dies, we're just going to have a correction. You know, we'll have such a strong, what I call an impulse leg, that any weakness would be a buying opportunity.
For the U.S. dollar, I know long-term you think the U.S. dollar will be much higher in this whole deflationary period that we'll go through. But right now, with the close that we had for the dollar, closing at its lowest level since, well, back in mid-last year, do you think we're going to turn around in the dollar sometime shortly?
Well, same thing I've been saying for the last couple of years, Corey. The dollar is just going much higher. And whatever you're seeing today, whatever the Wall Street Journal says about the dollar got trounced, what it did was it came down not even to the low of the consolidation that's been happening for the last, let's call it 13 months. The dollar peaked in March of 2015. It hasn't really gone down since then. It's really been in a sideways pattern. And the last 4 months of pressure on the dollar have not yet taken out the low of the consolidation, which in the dollar index is 92.62. At this today's close, we were at 93.01. So even if we were to break below it, I don't think the dollar would be breaking down. It would just be making a new, it would be, let's say, widening the range of this pattern that I definitely regard as a consolidation, a bullish formation.
You know, it's interesting. We were chatting earlier with Craig Hemke about that, and he really kind of raised my awareness of the possibility, at least, of the dollar really dropping out of bed here. I think that is a good possibility, and I think that maybe what the gold market may be telling us, Rick.
I don't think so. The dollar is still the currency of choice of all the shysters, con men, and thieves in the world of finance today. There's no other medium that can absorb a quadrillion-dollar game, and that's what it is. You know, everybody plays in dollars because that's the that is the currency of choice. It's there's nothing remotely you couldn't do that in euros. You couldn't do that in any other currency. So, to the extent that financiers demand dollars for the big shell game, it is much much bigger than the economy of goods and services. We only do $70 trillion a year globally. So the big crapshoot, the you know, the casino game is, well, let's say about 12, 13, 14 times the size of the real economy. So I don't see any problems with the dollar, except that when it does start to go up again, when it essentially fulfills the promise of the huge rally that we had in since the summer of 2014 and into 2015, when it takes a second leg up, we're going to have a very, let's call it a ruinous deflation, because that's what a strong dollar is.
Doc, let's get you in here. We haven't touched on the U.S. equity markets all day, so I wanted to do that for this market wrap and for the weekend show. We saw a bit of a comeback in the S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ. They did all finish low for the day, or they did all finish negative for the day. The S&P, under that 1275 resistance point that it bounced off on Thursday, do you think these markets are going to keep going lower?
I do, Corey. I'm looking at the fact that the Dow and probably the S&P took out the 20-day simple moving average of the Bollinger Bands. That's not a good sign. We haven't seen that since back in February when this rise started. And that's a warning sign to traders and to investors. And the momentum looks like it's starting to shift. And I think we're on the cusp of a move down here. But it's a question of how far we move down, not whether it's going to happen in my mind and based on my technicals. And that's where I'm looking at as far as the conventional markets, Corey, right now.
Okay, now, guys, we've heard all kinds of technical reasons for what's going on right now. I want to hear some fundamental reasons.
Going on in what sense of the word?
In what sense of the word? Well, it's my understanding the gold went up significantly this week, and the Dow kind of dropped a little bit today. There's got to be fundamental reasons behind that. It's not just about technicals.
Well, Al, I can tell you what I feel, and I talked about that before. I think, number one, the data coming in is showing that our economy is still weakening. And I think a lot of investors and traders particularly, realize the Fed is in a box as far as raising rates right now, and especially for June. And they probably understand that. And that's why gold is so powerful. But also, if that's happening with our data, they realize there's not much upside to this market as far as a parabolic move. So what is your alternative? The alternative is that this market trades sideways, potentially down. And the earnings aren't going to support any big move up. And we saw GDP, which was pathetic. And you have increasing debt by these companies who bought back shares, and their EBITDA is not keeping up with the debt that they're accumulating, and their cash flow isn't. So a lot of these companies are going to be in trouble going forward, along with the fact that interest rates seem to be creeping up a little bit here. So there's going to be pressure on these companies going forward. And so, and then you throw that into that consumer demand that is nowhere out there. And you don't have any hope for this market on a fundamental basis as far as the conventional market.
Guys, always enjoy our market wrap.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.